This is Ned's NRL Unpopular Opinions with Gerald Yao-Yi, Oscar Panifex, Liam Fogarty, and Ryan Cook.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Ned's NRL Unpopular Opinions. I am your host, Ryan Cook.
Yes,
sitting alongside me is the man who exclusively salutes the winners. It's a very under the weather, Oscar Panifex.
Yes, sir.
I've got.
Are you in the military?
I've got nothing to say to that. Just fill me up with green ticks, baby, and get off.
So green ticks or green ticks or something else, or green the Hulk.
That's so bad.
To my right, he's up and about for National Garfield the Cat Day. Liam Fogarty.
Meow. My house was formerly owned by Jim Davis, fun fact. Fully furnished.
That's going to go over a lot of people's heads. Yeah. And finally, the man that brings the wow factor to this show, it's Gerald Yao-Yi.
Well, they call me Jay Wow for a reason. So
they do call you that.
They actually do call me Jay Wow.
You call yourself that sometimes.
No. That's what William Slater calls me, actually. Jay Wow, and I call him William, not Billy. Because we're on a first-name basis.
No secret what we're talking about to start the show this week, fellas. We're
going
to get into... Yeah, Garfield, yeah. What's your favourite Garfield character?
Oh, God. If you haven't picked
Have you ever watched Garfield, Lamb?
I didn't realise it was an actual show. I thought it was just a comic strip.
Didn't the movie drop?
Oh, yeah. I've seen them. Yeah, I think I saw the movie as a kid.
It's a good show. It was back when...
OG Garfield.
Yeah, OG Garfield was way better.
All right, moving
on. Because he was a bit arrogant. Old Garfield was a bit arrogant. Like, new ones are like... Just lazy.
He didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
Fucking Origin on Blues. What are we doing?
Yeah, let's get into some selections. We'll talk the Blues first up. Mark McGuire has made 5 changes to the team that lost game one. Mm. Most noteworthy being your boy, Oscar Latrell Mitchell.
Yeah.
Are you excited?
I am excited. Excited to see Big Trell Mitt back. I'm not going to jinx myself, or not myself, jinx the state like I did last season when we spoke for 45 minutes on this pod about how Latrell was going to be the deciding factor and then had to record again because he'd been injured. But exciting to see Trell back. I think of all of the 5 changes that Madge has made, by all reports, all of them, bar Latrell, would have been there game one if available. Connor was always the preferred bench utility over Hudson. Hines spotted up for Moses. Teddy spotted up for Edwards. And I'm mental blanking there on the last one. But, yeah, really good to see Trell back. I think the team that Madge has picked this time around profiles really well to do all the things they did in game one, but just better.
Cameron Murray?
And Murray back in for McInnes. Thank you. Yeah. So on face value, like, the optics of it is, shit, New South Wales lost game one, mass changes, knee-jerk reactions, need to change all these key players. But I think this is the team that he would have wanted to pick for game one. But, you know, guys like Cleary, obviously. And I think they just profile better to do all the things they did in game one, work hard out of yardage with their back 5. They got a better kicking game now to ice their sets. So I think they profile better to work in the grind. And then there's a lot more points in them, which was the other question we had in game one. Where do the points come from?
What do you make of his comments during the week about being a scapegoat in years past? He doesn't seem to have very fond memories of playing Origin. Yeah, Latrell.
Yeah, look, I mean, the headlines just write themselves, don't they, with Latrell. I don't buy into any of it. I just want to see him play 80 minutes next Wednesday night. I'll leave that for the punters to discuss.
Fair enough. Mitchell Moses back in the side, replacing Nico Hines. We spoke about Nico a fair bit last week, so we won't double up there.
Yep.
How much does Moses impact New South Wales' kicking game?
Huge. Mm. Huge.
Is it keeping on par with Queensland?
Yeah, he definitely brings that aspect into, and tactic-wise, changing what Queensland has to do, I think, against defensively against him. He's very good. Short kicking game is elite. We know that as well. I mean, both parts of his game is elite, but I think in big games he's shown in previous years, Mitchell Moses factors that, yeah, his short kicking game has really been the thing that changes games. So Queensland are going to have to be on top of that. And we know what Mitchell Moses brings. Like, look at what he's done since he's come back to Parramatta. We know he's got quality, like all of them. Like, it's not just him. They've all got qualities. Everyone that's come into that squad have all got different qualities. So, yeah, we're going to have to be on our toes. It's a huge game for both sides. It's not just for Queensland. It's a huge game for New South Wales as well.
I think it's the strongest squad the Blues have picked in a long time. I think it makes a lot of sense. The players that he's chosen, there's clear roles there from what we learned little bits in game one about how they want to play, fairly one out and conservative in yardage. wide passes from Robson. Where did the points come from in game one? We weren't really sure. Now I think it's quite obvious we're going to see New South Wales set up on the right edge a fair bit, play the ball through Liam Martin, and then Dylan Edwards and Mitch Moses both love to play down that right edge, particularly down short side. So it's going to be hit the right tram line, have a look down the right edge, otherwise go back to the left. We've got ball players across the park. Kem Murray, Isaiah Yeo and Connor Watson could all be on the field at the same time together at some point. And yeah, if those little short sides aren't on, then it's going to be a wide shift to the left edge.
Do you think you guys are like, well, not you guys, just all of us in general, like New South Wales sort of haven't, I still think they haven't, you know, got the gist of having that extra, you know, back on the bench. I know Connor's, you know, a utility, but can't really play fullback, wing or centre. When you think about it, he probably could play centre.
Yeah, he can play.
He probably could play in the centre, but if you're putting him up against Valentine Holmes and Hamiso Tabuai-Fido, like, I think he's missed the jump there and again on that. Like, for us, I know we've got Kurt Capel who can't play, but he's also carrying Dane Gagai at 18th if there's another head knock who comes completely straight into the side and fills that void. He's just done it a little bit differently, Billy, this time. Instead of putting him in the 18, Gags, he's carried Kurt who can play in the centres and boys can move around in there. So you're worried about that happy with it?
Yeah, I think Watson gives you enough coverage there. Yep. There's enough guys in the New South Wales back line that can kind of move around if needed. Lomax can play centre wing, Trell can play fullback, so can Critter.
Yep.
I just think it's a really interesting like tactical battle. Like Billy picked a very attacking-minded team in game one. The Sualee incident changed things a little bit, but there's a lot of points in that Queensland team. You win the first game, now you've got to go down to the MCG. It feels to me, I know Selwyn Cobbo and David Fifita are both under injury clouds at the moment. Fifita's named to play this week, so it can't be that bad. Mm. To me, it looks like reading between the lines, Felice Kaufusi and Kurt Capel come in. They are both going to tackle for days. They're reliable as hell. They're proven. They're not expansive attacking players. Do we think that Billy's looking at it going, hey, we don't need to win this game. We just need to let New South Wales like lose it.
They're going to chance their head. They're going to have to chance
their
head.
New South Wales have to chance their head.
Well,
right?
You get 60 minutes into the game and you got to start playing footy. If it's a draw or someone's up by two, you're going to have to go after the game.
Whereas Queensland can just defend, kick to corners, and just wait for full time, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yes, but we think that, and then all of a sudden something will change, and Billy will bring something else out that will make them more attacking minded in this game again. So. There's a few pawns here and there, and it's really nice to see, in the headlines during the week, a lot of the coaches are going at it as well.
It is spicy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the journos like to pump it up as well, but it is nice to see a bit of Origin spirit back into the game.
Yep. The 360 boys have been teeing off overnight too. The other selection news we do need to talk about on the Queensland side just quickly is Selwyn Cobbo coming out. Any news from you, Jarrell? I know you're still quite tight with the boys.
Yeah,
he's definitely injured.
He's definitely injured. Yep. So there's been a bit of, a weird thing going around where Billy was talking about, he obviously does need to work on some of his stuff in his game as well. And it's not the only, you don't also when you're playing Origin, you don't invite the same guys back to be 18th, 19th, and 20th. No. So like for Ezra, for instance, he actually gets a break. So does Selwyn. I know he's carrying something, that he gets to go have a week off now. What if they need him for the last game? So they're not going to use him in this game if he's not right. And I'm sure like Billy's said that, but yeah, like I said once again, the media likes to put things up and make sure that there's a story somewhere, but he is injured at the moment. I know that he's heading back to Cherbourg this week, so he's going back to see his family. It's going to be nice for him to have a break and be able to watch the game.
Nice little reset for him. All right, we're going to do a big Origin preview this coming Monday, so we won't talk too much more about that.
King.
Let's pivot back to Clubland. This is going to be another big talking point for you, Oscar. Are South Sydney back? They've already emerged as a dark horse heading towards the post-Origin period. Three straight wins, the last coming over your Broncos, Fogs. Latrell's been fantastic. Yep. 5 tries, 10 assists, 25 tackle breaks, enormous.
Yep.
Cookie, Cody Walker, great over the weekend as well. Still a lot of ground to make up. Mm. Only 5 points off the 8, though. Just plain and simple, are South back?
No, they're not.
No, not.
Come on, you guys. You've been trying
You're
to
so modest.
You've been trying to get me to say it for the last 5 or 10 weeks. No, they've certainly improved on what the start of the season was, and the guys you just mentioned then, that's been the key. Excuse me. Oh, our best players were in poor form to start the year. Cody and Latrell and Damian Cook have been our best three players, and Keon Kalamatungi moving to the middle and getting through a ridiculous amount of work in to replace Cam Murray. They've just improved at getting more work out of those best guys. I mean, the numbers Latrell's put up over the last 4 games are absurd. But there's a long way between where we are now and actually being back and being a genuine premiership contender. Like, when we look at the ladder, there's still a lot of teams outside the 8 that are Broncos are 9th, Cowboys are 10th, Jarrell's Dragons are 11th, my Warriors are in 12th. I think all 4 of those teams are a genuine chance of making finals this year.
Did you say the Dragons are a genuine chance?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, let's go.
So, you know, and then you've got to scroll down a little bit further. There's still another couple of wins behind South Sydney behind those 4 teams. So I don't think I've seen enough. Their defences and, you know, there's still some holes in that roster through the middle, but it has been really encouraging to see them, you know, respond somewhat after a horrible start to the year.
Must be good to see them playing some nice footy for a change.
Well, it's nice to not be conceding the most points of any team ever in the NRL, ever.
I mean, we were like 3 or 4 weeks ago, we were joking about should they be kicked out of the comp.
Oh, were we joking?
Oh, cool. Well, I was. I just wanted to see your reaction.
Then they belted the Bronx.
Yeah. And then I shut my mouth.
Very quickly.
Shut my mouth.
While Oscar's dying over there in the corner, he's a big sick boy. We're going to come back with some betting talk in the offload.
All the betting trends from around the comp. This is The Offload.
Time to talk some betting with 2 blokes that know it all. They salute the winners in Ned's open groups.
We want it all. We don't know it.
Yeah, we can't get a multi up to save ourselves. Foggs, where are we looking this week?
Look, I've got the mid-season slump. Down in the dumps.
Yeah, no, but regular, we're here to talk about footy, mate. We're not talking about your personal life.
Regular season footy is not getting me excited at the moment.
No, it's a little bit dull.
It's a bit dull. Yep. But you've got some stuff that'll get me up and about this week, Oscar.
I've hopefully got some winners. The multi hasn't been going great, but singles are the way to go, boys. So let's find a couple of green ticks.
Let's talk Friday. Yep. Let's talk the Storm and the Dolphins. What do you like?
Yeah, Jerome Hughes at $3.15 stood out to me. He's pretty much the be-all and end-all of the Storm's attack right now, particularly with Munster sidelined and Harry Grant missing this week. They get Ryan Pappenhausen back, which is super exciting for every rugby league fan everywhere to see Pappy back from that leg injury. I like the way the Storm are setting up. Eli Katoa is scoring tries for fun. There's not a whole lot of value in him, but running at Cody Nikorima, I think there's some spaces around there for Husey on Friday night.
Pappenhausen $1.82. Do you reckon he's a chance?
Yeah, I don't mind that as well.
Clearly the bookies do. Jumping across to Saturday, you've got 3 try scorers for me. I think we might start in that Titans-Warriors game.
Yes. Yeah, we still get a Super Saturday this week. Warriors-Titans first up. Muradene Okorie is 2 or 3 games back from injury, starting on the right edge for the Wars. It's been really, really impressive. He's a big dude. We know what he can do out in the centres as well. He's quite light on his feet for a big fella, and he's come very close the last 2 games. I think he's 3 times I counted. He got held up over the line or just cut down short. So Sean Johnson's looking to play to him. And he's got young Jaden Campbell in front of him on Saturday afternoon. So yeah, I think for $5.50 as of Wednesday morning, Muradene Okorie is great value.
The reverse fixture of this was a win to the Titans in New Zealand. Do you think the Titans are a chance here, or is it a different Warriors team?
I'm really keen on the
Gold Coast is basically New Zealand.
Yeah.
So.
Whoa.
I've played enough footy down there. I can tell.
Yeah, I know as well. I got all the brothers that live down there.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, what do you boys think? Titans, for me, they're so up and down right now. They've just lost Cleese Haas, which, again, you guys laughed at Jamin Joloff when I mentioned him a few weeks ago, but Cleese has been getting through a lot of work for them as well. Their pack's just looking very skinny. Yeah, I don't know. I think the Wars are probably there to win that one.
It's pretty fair to say. All right, Roosters Bulldogs is the next game.
Yep.
You've got a hooker there that interests you.
Brandon Smith, the cheese, is in the headlines for all the wrong reasons at the moment. Not doing all the little effort-based areas that he made a name for himself doing. There's a lot of smaller bodies in the Dogs pack. They're starting with Bailey Hayward. At 13, they've got Curtis Morin on the bench. Jamin Salmon's not a huge body out on the edge as well. So I just think if the Chooks can get enough good field position, Brandon Smith burrowing over himself, or he might even get a running role in the pack later in the game, I think for $4.50, pretty good value.
So that's more of a matchup than a storyline bet, you reckon?
Yeah, well, a bit of both maybe. Yep. See how the Cheese responds. I'm kind of hoping South's offer him a middle forward.
I was just
contract.
About to say, that someone's Uncle getting Wayne. Out. Someone's getting out, and someone would be nice to get in there.
Yeah, so we'll wait and see.
Jumping over to the Souths game, which is the Saturday evening game.
Yep.
They're playing Timsey's Manly Sea Eagles.
Who?
Yeah, exactly. Never heard of
it. Hasn't heard of him.
I think it's the Blacktown Workers this week. The amount of reserve. Great players they've had to bring in.
Who's your try scorer pick for the Rabbits?
Jack Whiten at $2.85. Again, as of Wednesday morning, I think with Latrell out, with a lot of names out for Souths. Well, sorry, not a lot. It's only Cam and Latrell, but... very important. Jack Whiten will be to a lot of their attacking shapes. He's running the ball a lot from six. So, yeah, I think a tick under $3, pretty good value for Jackie Boy there.
So you're saying that Souths aren't back, but they're 7.5-point favourites here.
Yeah, I'm not touching are that. They... I'm not touching that with your bed slip, mate. No.
Fair enough. All right, and then we've got one Sunday game. That's the Tigers and the Raiders.
Yep.
All due respect to these two teams, I'm probably not watching, but... you got to try a scorer for
Thanks
me.
Thanks for your honesty, mate. I'll be there writing notes down. Matty Timoko on the right edge for Canberra Raiders. He's got Brent Naden up against him this week. Yeah, $2.65. Give it to me.
Very nice. Very nice. All right.
Good chat as always, boys. Before we move on, we haven't done this at all this year. We used to do this last season, but there is a multi we do need to highlight from the punters that got up. Last Friday night, I believe. Was it Sharks Fins Friday night or Thursday night?
Thursday night.
This punt has turned $100 into just over 13 grand. Jake Avarillo, Will Kennedy, Jack Bostock, Mulatalo, the Dolphins head-to-head, and the Hammer. Rolled that all into a nice little sand.
How good was profiting off that Hammer try?
Easily one of the best tries we've seen in the last...
That was Ben Barber-like, that try. Like I haven't
That's
seen...
That's a great... comparison.
Yeah, like I haven't seen people beat people just going backwards
hitting gaps
and just not being touched. Like,
and then still having the gas at the end to beat Kennedy after
it was just it wasn't much in it, but it was just a little jink and go. And
we talked about over the weekend, what other players can you think of? You just throwing up Benny Barber.
Yeah.
What other players, current or former, could have done what Hammer did?
Mango? Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Nice. Get out of my head.
I said Pappenhausen at full fitness.
Yeah.
I just don't know how many other players have the speed to beat those two or three tackles at the start and then 80 metres later have the gas to keep it going again. Like,
yeah. I mean, Josh Adokara, I would say.
Fox,
He's got a bit of that in him.
They compared it to Greg a lot over the weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Greg.
The Broncos try that he scored.
Yeah. And obviously Billy's the other one that comes to mind.
But there's not many. Like, we're trying to find... who we, in all four of our heads trying to find them, and you can't find many, so it's pretty special. Yep. Pretty special.
He's a freak. We're going to come back now with story time with JYY.
Ooh.
Strap yourself in. It's story time with Jarrell.
It's been a few weeks between drinks since Jarrell shared a nice little story for us and the punters. He was fangirling over the weekend.
I was.
Meeting a big UFC star. Take it away.
Yeah, I was. I was lucky enough. I've got obviously some connections here and there. And Sandor Earle, who used to obviously play in the NRL, is, I would say he's a businessman now. He's got a few, fingers and pies here and there. And Airlock is one of them. That's at Chermside. It's a hot altitude training type of thing. But Alex Pineda was in Bris Vegas, and he went there and got to meet him while he was training. But in the meantime, once he had finished training, he got a call by Dana White. When he got back in his van. Now he's headlining the Vegas, Las Vegas. I can't pronounce that other guy's name. Would you know how to pronounce it?
Prashaka.
So this is the second time they've fought each other. But pretty cool that it's happened, sort of in Brisbane. Seen a couple of clips going around of him, going through Albany Creek in like a souped up car and you're noticing that's, you know, where near the Jinka track. So it's like pretty, pretty cool. And then when I went and played footy on Saturday, so he's obviously started his camp because he's got 14 days to do this. So he's got told that he's got 14 days to be ready for Las Vegas in replace of Conor McGregor, which is huge. Yeah. Because obviously most of the stuff's already been sold, it's all been done. Mm. So he's getting a big, he's going to get a huge purse from this. Yeah. Doesn't speak a word of English.
Oh really?
No, no, does not. Oh, a little bit. He tries here and there.
Conversation wasn't great then.
No, no, it wasn't amazing. But what had happened was, I went and coached my side on Saturday, got the dub as well with West Serrano again. Got Burp and Gary this week. Anyway, we'll talk about that a little bit later, but I'd got a message from Shandor saying, do you know any place, do you know anyone that has recovery? Because Alex is about to fly out in the morning. He's been training pretty hard for the last 2 days because he's preparing. And I said, I do. So I know a guy at Recovery Lab at Audley. It does everything. One of my guys there, Larry, he was enjoying a nice poker night with his friends and he was pretty full at the time. But I've given him a call and I was like, bruh, you won't even believe what's about to happen. Light heavyweight champ of the world needs to find some place to go get a massage and do recovery. So I've been lucky enough to go open this facility for Alex Pineda and his team. And it was pretty cool watching him do recovery, watching him come in. So like all you UFC fans out there that are, you know, tune into this one, this is one of the coolest things I've ever done. Mm. Like get up close and personal with someone, but not only close and personal, but one-on-one really, translating through phone, like how crazy our technology is right now to talk to him about, you know, what he wants to do. Didn't want to get in the ice bath, but I was like trying to encourage him, saying, I'll do it with you.
You're a big ice bath guy.
Yeah, I'm a huge ice bath guy. They call me the ice bath guy. I'm trying to convince him, and he's sort of just giving me this look like, no, don't motherfucker. I ain't getting in there. And I was like, I'll do it with you. Anyway, he happily declined that, but I use all the facilities. And like I've met some people and done some cool stuff, but this guy's about to go to Vegas in Conor McGregor's place to fight in Vegas. And, you know, I was there hanging out with him for at least 2 or 3 hours. His promoter, Chris, a great guy here in Australia who's looked after people like Kobe when he came here, Shaq when he came, Hasbulla when he come here as well.
That's the big three right there. Well,
I know. But the next person that's coming is supposedly going to be Carmelo Anthony as well. Oh. So I've got connections now with Chris, the promoter here in Australia. So
we're going to hang out.
So Carmelo Anthony's coming on the pod is what you're saying.
Oh, I don't know if he'll come on the pod, but... But I've got some really cool contacts now that I'll be able to indulge in when those type of people come over. I did ask him one person. I said, "Is J. Cole ever coming here?" He didn't give me an answer on that one. But that was my story. It was one of the coolest experiences I've ever had. If you're an UFC fan, you would know what I mean. And I'm not a huge UFC fan. I'm just impressed with what they do, the athletes and what they do and how they are. He is one big boy. Like I sent you guys a picture. He makes me look small.
How tall are you?
I'm 6'3".
Yeah, so he looked tiny.
He's 5.
He's like me when I stand next to him.
100%. 100%. I had mates who were going, that's ridiculous. Because I'm not only tall, but I'm, you know, pretty chunky as well. But he just, he stood over me.
Enormous.
So.
And that's light heavyweight.
Yeah, light heavyweight. He's not even a heavyweight. So, Alex Pereira, the man, chama, that means let's go in Brazilian. So,
did you show him any old Bronx highlights?
No. I wanted to, but I didn't think it was a time and place.
Oh, very good. All right, we're going to come back with the multi.
Surely they get one up this week. It's the NRL Podcast Multi.
We're still in search of the elusive multi-win this year, and last week wasn't much better than the entire season.
What we just love about it now, boys. You know, it's actually, it's comic.
Well,
you know,
we're consistent.
Comedy.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, but the line of length is there. It's just not a good line or a good length. It's good, but it's the same every time.
Good for a few lines.
Oh, you know what?
When we get it, we're going to go celebrate.
Yeah.
Rich is coming. He's our cameraman. He's coming with us when we celebrate. He's probably had enough of us.
Rich loves
Rich,
it.
Why is Rich shaking his head?
I got us off to a pretty bad start last week. I took the Sharks to cover against the Finns, they could have covered because they were up by like 23 points at one point. And then, something happened. Liam, you took the Roosters.
Happened, I think.
Yeah.
I did. And that was good.
That was the only green tick we got.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, boys.
I'm fooling miserably. I went the Dragons and they lost. Yeah, I don't have much to say. I'm falling bad. I think I'm 3-10.
3-13.
Oh, fudge.
Well, at least you didn't lose to a team that had just lost 9 games in a row because I had Titans minus 2.5.
This man needs a punishment.
Yeah, like, let's talk about this now, actually.
I got dragged through the mud for way less.
But there's nothing that'll... Like, what do you want me to do? Because I don't get embarrassed about anything.
You have to fight Alex Pereira. Yeah.
Well, he's gone now. Like, what do you want me to
do? What's your biggest fear?
Oh...
Yeah, we're getting real now.
Yes. This is really vulnerable. I get real vulnerable here. I'm claustrophobic.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. Yeah, like, this is enough for me, this room. Like, I don't show it a lot, but if we got locked in here, fuck my life. I would freak out. I would get very scared.
Good to know.
I'd kill you. I'd kill all three of you. I'd leave Rich.
So if your leg doesn't get up this week, we'll make you a little cubby house in the corner.
Oh, God.
And you have to do the podcast next week.
Well, I'll say this.
The sin bin, we'll call it.
I'll say this. It's when I know I can't get out.
Mm.
So, it's when I can see things, it's fine. Yeah, yeah. Like cardboard box, I'll break out of. That's not going to bother me.
Really?
Yeah. We're going to use the cardboard they're using to make the beds.
But if I was put in like a cupboard
really strong.
And with a key and it locked and the key got jimmied out, I would freak out.
Mm.
So that's probably it. I don't really have any other. I'm not afraid of heights. It's not really.
We'll lock you in the elevator.
How about I'll bring
the elevator? Okay, that would. Yeah. Don't do that, please.
I could bring in the Blues Origin jersey that fits me, and you could try. You could wear that next week.
Oh God,
that's a good one
because it's midriff material for you, bro.
And it's the most fuck color.
And it's not a great jersey either. I'll bring it, mate. I'll just bring it next week. All right.
All right.
So we got a deal.
Yeah. So what's my leg?
We haven't got that far yet.
Okay.
So we got 3 of us all in on the Wars and Titans game this weekend.
Yeah. We all felt something.
Yes.
And it's gonna pay.
Jarrell, I think you've taken.
I've gone head to head.
You've gone the Warriors head to head.
Oh God.
Wars head to head.
Yeah, they're home. They're playing at home.
Good bet.
They're playing on the Gold Coast. Yeah.
Oscar, you've got a try scorer?
Yeah, I've taken Murata Niokure, who I spoke about in the offload. He's come close the last couple of weeks, runs a great line on that right edge, so he's going to bump up our price too.
It has. Yep. I've gone Bo Firma anytime that same game for no rhyme or reason.
Have you actually?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And Fox,
no, it's good. I like it. It's an omenry bet.
Yeah.
Look, the Bronx are on a bye, so I've taken my other bet that I normally do, and I'm taking the Roosters.
To cover.
So yeah. I think it's a 7.5, 8.5 point line. Yep. They're going to pump the Dogs.
So this is a massive multi. Pretty similar to our Origin one, $44.
Yeah.
Warriors head-to-head, Niokura anytime, and Firma anytime from that same Warriors-Titans game.
Yep.
Roosters to cover against the Doggies, again, $44, available in the Neds app.
Yeah, that's something.
I like it, eh? Do you? I'm going to get on it.
I'm nervous just because now there's something on the line. There's nothing more. I hate New South Wales, so I'm going to, yeah, that's what we'll do.
We can get the cupboard in here. We can do that.
Nah, that's all right. We'll do that.
That's good.
Deal,
son. They're shaking on it. Boys, we've got to name the episode.
Oh, geez.
Jarrell's fears.
Yeah. Yeah, that's scary. It's Halloween for Jarrell.
Thanks for making yourself so vulnerable for us, mate.
Yeah.
Really appreciate it.
This is what a big step for us.
Yeah. Just for you listeners out there. It's all for you listeners out there. Before we go, I mean, what are we going to name it first? My fears? Jarrell's fears.
Yeah.
Fear Factor.
Oh,
Fear Factor. Do you guys ever watch Fear Factor?
Yes. Yeah. Wasn't Joe Rogan? Mm. He wasn't the first person to. Yeah.
Joe it's Rogan.
Come
a
long way.
He has come.
There's some really like not.
I've seen him try to fight someone on that show. I remember.
Friendly. Yeah. Anyway, Joe was a different dude back then, wasn't he? He said some very rare shit.
He did. He tried to fight someone a few times. He tried to fight a few of the contestants. Before we go, the Under-19s are playing tomorrow. New South Wales versus Queensland. I'm not sure what platform it's on, but if you get a chance, go watch because that's our next generation of footy players, both women and men.
Yeah, girls 5:45, men 7:45.
Any players to keep an eye out for?
Cody Black. Yeah, he'll be the youngest in the squad for Queensland for the men's. So really looking forward to see where he is because obviously he's, someone that at the Broncos. We want next in line. So
Is he a half?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, he's a half. He'll be the youngest in the squad.
He only made his Q Cup debut in the last month or so.
Yeah.
Or yeah, he's only played a handful of games in Cup. Him and Jackson Purdue is another guy who carved the Hunters up.
Shibasaki, though, will be one to watch. Already played, obviously, debuted not long ago.
Cowboys.
Yep. He'll family member of Gemmett,
yes.
I believe, Shibasaki. So,
there's a few Jamal.
Yep. So, yeah, look out for those guys in that game as well.
And before we go, we've had some breaking news. Take it away. Stop it.
Stop the press. No, shout out to Damien Cook, who apparently has secured a 2-year deal at St. George starting next year. Really good for Cookie. He's in the twilight of his career, but he's been a wonderful servant for Souths for a long time. I think it's probably time for him to move on. We've got a young guy called Pete Mamazelis who's ready to play first grade, but really good to see Cookie get a nice big pay packet before he retires.
Someone else.
It's great for my Dragons. But Brandon Smith's trying to get out of the Roosters, apparently. So
Well, might have a look there.
Maybe Uncle Wayne.
And happy National Garfield Day to you, Fox.
I hate Mondays.
Thank you, listeners. We'll be back. We'll be back next week, next Monday, to preview Origin Game 2 from the MCG. Until then,
go the Blues.
Thanks for listening to Ned's NRL Unpopular Opinions. Enjoyed the podcast? Remember to like, subscribe, and rate the show wherever you get your podcasts.
What's gambling really costing you? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.